Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Monday, July 23rd, 2018. We have 21 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got north winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 knots. Wind waves from the north, 3 feet high at about 5 seconds apart, and northwest swells 4 feet high at about 7 seconds between wave crests. And we have river fog this morning in Astoria. I don't know if it's foggy elsewhere, but sometimes we do have this phenomenon of fog right on the river, and then if, say, if you drive south to Seaside, that fog just dissipates because it's kind of related to conditions on the river. And so ships going by this morning, if you're in Astoria, in the vicinity, you might hear fog horns on the ships going by. So those are horns on the ships. The ships are blowing them to let other vessels know where they are. So it's a way, it's a protection for everybody so that if you hear, you know, every 2 minutes is the rule, they have to blast, blow their horns to let other vessels know where they are. And it's pretty effective. It's also kind of haunting and lovely to hear on the coast. So if you hear that sound, if you're in the area, if you're upriver and there's still river fog up in the areas of Brownsmead, sometimes you can hear those ships going by in the fog. Let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day. Oh, and today we're going to be talking more about the Lady Washington and the Hawaiian Chieftain, two tall ships that will be here in Astoria this weekend, and about a presentation at the Maritime Museum in Astoria that I talked about last week that you can go see because those ships are in town, and about learning how to be a professional mariner. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 5 inbounders. We have 9 in the Astoria anchorage, and including the Rice Island anchorage, and we have 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Merritt Trader. She's arriving from South Korea, headed for the Vancouver anchorage on the river, Columbia River, between Vancouver and Portland. She's ultimately headed for the Port of Portland to pick up a cargo of soda ash there. She'll pass Astoria around 2 a.m. and arrive in Vancouver. She could already be there, maybe arrived about an hour ago at the Vancouver anchorage. The Pelican Arrow is another bulker arriving from South Korea, headed for Vancouver's anchorage. She, too, will ultimately be headed for the Port of Portland. She passed Astoria around 3:30 this morning, and we'll pull into that anchorage in Vancouver by about 9:30 this morning and drop her anchor there. The Bright Kawa is arriving from South Korea, a popular place to come from today to Astoria. She's headed for the Astoria anchorage and probably arrived there about 6:30 a.m. The Apollon Leader is arriving from Richmond, headed for Vancouver. She's a car carrier with brand new Subarus on board. She'll pass Astoria around 8:30 this morning and arrive in Vancouver by about 2:30 this afternoon. The Overseas Boston is arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. She's a petroleum tanker. She's probably got some kind of refined petroleum on board there, maybe diesel, even biodiesel, jet fuel, gasoline, something like that. She'll pass Astoria around 8:30 this evening, and you might see her in Portland by about 4:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning. In our Astoria anchorages, which include the anchorage off the downtown waterfront and the Rice Island anchorage, which is slightly upriver from Astoria but still visible from the waterfront, the Scarlet Eagle is headed from Rice Island to Kalama. She's picking up wheat. She left around 1 a.m., probably arrived in Kalama by about 6 a.m. The Serba is headed for Kalama today to pick up corn, soy, or possibly wheat there at the Port of Kalama. She'll be departing from the Astoria anchorage about 2 p.m., and arrive in Kalama by about 7 o'clock this evening. The Bright Kawa is headed for Portland from the Astoria anchorage to pick up wheat. She'll be leaving around 10 p.m. That would put her in Portland maybe around 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning. That leaves some vessels awaiting orders off the downtown waterfront in Astoria. The Arcturus, the Angelic Zephyr, the Sea Charm, the Omicron Sky, the Crystal Star, and the New Aspiration. And on our outbounders, we have the articulated tug and barge rig, the Dublin Sea. She's a regular visitor to our waters these days. Sometimes we get vessels that just seem to be on a dedicated run for a while, and we see them for maybe even years, and then they move on to something else. But she's leaving Portland, refined petroleum in that barge as well. The articulated tug and barge rigs are a tug and a barge attached together, very closely together, with a hydraulic pin assembly. So this is a tug that is, the Dublin Sea is a tug that is designed very particularly to fit with a certain barge and can only really travel that way at sea safely. So leaving around, at least I believe that's the case anyway, it looks like a pretty specially designed rig designed to fit into a certain kind of barge. Leaving around 6 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around noon. The TR Princess is leaving Longview carrying logs around 6 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9:30 a.m. The Bonita is leaving Portland carrying wheat, leaving around noontime, passing Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The Pantelis is leaving Kalama carrying wheat at about 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 7 p.m. The Pacoy is leaving Portland. She's leaving from the port of Portland from a berth that at times these days handles container cargo and used to exclusively handle container cargo. Right now, it is being used for some intermittent container cargo, but it's also a break bulk berth, meaning that big project cargoes, big pieces of equipment, pallets of things, maybe wood, steel, things like that could be delivered there. So she's leaving around 5 p.m. and could pass Astoria outbound around 11. The Seven Seas Highway is a car carrier heading out of Portland from the Port of Portland. Toyota's on board there. She'll be leaving around 5 p.m. and passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. And the Paraskevi is leaving Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat on board there, leaving around 7:30 p.m. and passing Astoria outbound around 12:30 a.m. on Tuesday. And to go back to the Seven Seas Highway for a minute, I had a really interesting chat with one of our programmers here last week, Jack Harris, who, of course, is one of the owners of the Fort George Brewery. We were talking about the fact that he had ordered a car from Japan and had it shipped over on a ship, and he was tracking that ship until it got here. And he thought, he suggested the idea that I pick a ship and track its movements for, say, a week or two and talk about that on the air. So I thought, what a cool idea. So the Seven Seas Highway is the one I picked. She's a dedicated car carrier. I know that the car carriers tend to make a loop to Asia, but I've never actually tracked one. So I'll be telling you what I know about that ship all week. We'll see where she ends up. Well, let's talk a little bit about ships that are going to be here this weekend, an unusual type of ship. Tall ships, and this is two of them that you may have seen before or heard of, certainly. The Lady Washington and the Hawaiian Chieftain. They tend to travel together. They're both owned by the Grays Harbor Historical Seaport, I believe, which is a nonprofit that owns these vessels and uses them for education purposes. So the Lady Washington is, the state tall ship of the Washington State, and she is a replica of a cargo ship. So it's very interesting to think about. These ships will be here, so just to let you know when they'll be here. They'll be here on July 27th and 20 through 29th. So that is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They'll be heading back on Tuesday upriver, rather, to go to another destination. But they'll be in Astoria at the 17th Street Dock. The Lady Washington will be there by the Maritime Museum, and the Hawaiian Chieftain will be at the Pier 1. So an opportunity to go aboard and at least take a look. And if you wanted to pay for a sale on board, they're going to be having battle sales off the downtown waterfront over the weekend. So you might see two tall ships pretending to shoot at one another with cannons. That's always kind of interesting to see. But for the ship report's purposes, this is all very interesting to me. But I love to think about the fact that these vessels, which are, I looked at the specs for these, overall length of the Lady Washington, 112 feet long. Overall length of the Hawaiian Chieftain, 104 feet long, effectively. These both are replicas of cargo ships. So the big 800-foot or so cargo ships that we see here in years past, in the 1800s, if you went to sea on a cargo ship, you went to sea on a pretty darn small vessel. And so it's just interesting to think about spending, you know, you hear about people spending years at sea on a ship that was less than 100 feet long. That's pretty daunting. So cargo was carried on vessels this size that sailed the oceans of the world. You've been listening to The Ship Report, show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.